Blog Talk Radio.
Voted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, PM and CSM magazine, and IPH magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info, or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you for being a part of our live show on today. We're super excited about our lineup, just talking about different things when it comes down to agencies collaborating with one another, sharing different, you know, ideas, insights. Always, that, as I recall, in many years ago, where a lot of agencies and a lot of management groups did not want to really connect with each other because they were, you know, just basically looking at it about being about themselves. Well, what we do with IPH is bridge people together so they can network and collaborate. Social media have made it just that big and that gave, you know, given the baseline for everyone to be united and showing a great, you know, support system. So on today, I'm your host, D.P. Noble, Darlene Pierce Noble, where I love what I do. I enjoy all that we have in front of us and what, you know, what's to come. My company has so many different angles and different, well, you can say divisions that, you know, allow someone to bridge the gap, someone to network, and someone actually to, you know, get their face and names out there as far as that exposure. So super, super excited about all that we have on today. Christy DeLong, Nicole King, Carice Robinson, Jennifer Baker, Cheryl Smith, they will be calling in shortly, actually to come aboard with us to just talk about different things that we have going on with our company and also along with their company. I want it to be a way for as a support type of format also, because there are always questions out there that another agency or management group for models and talent, you know, they're not sure if they are doing something right or if they are doing it right, and it's just taking a long time for it to come to surface. So a lot of companies who are already doing it can give those insights. So that's the whole purpose of bridging people together. So thank you all again for tuning in on today with us in this format. We definitely want to say this weekend has been a blast. I know a lot of things have been going on. Far as me and my company, we pretty much had a chill mode where I took a moment to do a lot of things around the house. So when I say that, it was more like next weekend, well, the weekend coming up is going to be a full capacity weekend where we have Fayetteville Fashion Week that is going to be going forth, and we're going to be IP as far as the media team on Saturday. And it's going to be located at the MCC, so that's going to be really, really nice. But when it comes down to just taking a moment for yourself and doing things, you need that. You really, really need a break. So I'm super excited. So who we have on the line with us now?
It's Hello? Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for calling. How are you doing?
I'm holding in.
I tell you, the superstar. I saw you on what happened. I want to hear all about that, too. Look like you were filling in, or you were in a movie?
Movie trailer.
Oh, movie trailer. Oh, cool. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What you saw, the Ungodly Pastor, now that is going to be a film.
Wow. So look at there.
Yeah, Miss Quintella Jones, she's a writer and producer of The Ungodly Pastor, and actually we have four talents that's going to be in her film.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'd be me, myself, Jamal Wood, Darius Bradshaw, and DeAntoinette Shine.
Awesome. Well, that's really great. When I saw it, I was like, I kind of like, you know, I had this big old smile on my face. So I was like, look at Nicole. She is doing it up. That is so cool. So I know I'm waiting for others to come aboard, too. I'm just waiting to see if they are going to chime in. We, you know, have it where we can send that information on Sunday and just to see it, you know, just to make sure, remind everybody to tune in and call in. So I do know sometimes it could take a while because certain things, you know, pop off at the last minute. Yeah, so Nicole, that is super cool. So what else did you do over the weekend?
Well, I was in a 4-hour meeting yesterday with my entertainer and her
wow.
group. So yes, we was digging deep in some details and getting some things together, setting out our rules and what our regulations are going to be, and just stressing on how important it is too, because we have a lot of young people on our team. So, you know, I stress
right.
them how important it is to hold it together. You can't be out here wilding out because now we're building a brand and you just got to be careful and maintain yourself. I'm not telling you not to go out and not to have fun, but you need to be careful who you're with, be mindful who you're around, the pictures that you take, you know, just about upholding yourself. And they was all for that. But when I started talking about now, another subject is how many of you all in here have a high school diploma?
Wow.
Nobody wanted to talk about that. So I'm big on entertainment, but as well, you got to have something else to fall back on. Like I tell you, may be out here dancing today, fall and crack your hip or something. You can no longer dance. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Exactly. What are you going to do? I tell you. So I'm just, you know, Nicole, that's even go with, like, when you say entertainers, so that goes for, like, football players, too, because I believe that you're managing football players now also.
Exactly. And he's getting ready to go to college as well. We got it set up where he's getting ready to take his SATs. That's what I tell it. Like, education is really big with me. I don't mind managing, getting you stardom, but with now you see a lot of these people start out in this, you know, they may do one or two things, and then after that, their career may fall, or they may do something in life that the publicity that doesn't like, and they put you out there in this media and make you the bad person or make you look worse than what you actually done, and then nobody loves you again. What you gonna do? So, I mean, that's the question you ask yourself. What am I gonna do if this does not work out? You need a backup plan.
You do.
I mean, that's
and it.
I mean, we really had a deep, deep conversation, you know, because, like I said, those children are young, and but she's not, you know, she's not as young. She's older than them, but her. You know how you have to have that younger crew because they're more technology savvy. They when it comes to posting and you don't want, you know. So we try to keep a younger crew around us, far as that, and not only that, just giving them an opportunity and showing them that it's another side of the world and what you're in and what you think. It's more to it than what you think it is. It's just what you see on TV and see on stage. You got to know what's going on behind the scenes. So we try to inform them on things that we do, part of the business aspect of it, to let them know, okay, because they did a show the other day, and they was like, we're not getting paid from that. And that's what this big 4-hour meeting was about. We're going to show you the back end of why you're not getting paid yet. We're going to show you the back end of why we're not getting paid yet. The money that's being
right.
made, you have to back into photos, back into photographers, back into videographers, back into printing, back into, you know, just anything that we have to do, you have to fully understand there's no budget here. I said sometimes
exactly.
we start putting our money into this project. So, and we let them know, if this is something that you feel that's not for you, then, you know, just, you may have to push on and go to school or get you a 9-to-5 or something, because right now, this is not life. This is not going to be your bread and butter. It's just not it right now. It's not. But she's a new entertainer. She's developing herself. There's no money out there for anyone. So that's what we try to maintain and let these younger people know, the back end of this as well, so they have a better understanding of what we're going through and what we're sacrificing, and don't just take our time and, you know, in vain.
Yeah. And Nicole, that is so true, because I do know that people, like, some people want the short version of what's to come, but really the truth is a long version there in a lot of cases. You know, that's why I often suggest read up on, you know, different, you know, celebrities, like their bio, their history. They didn't just start it like overnight. They build into it. And there were many times where, you know, that's why the name came from struggling actors and struggling, you know, artists, is because there's a lot of times it don't happen right there. It just takes that one time. But when that one time hits, you have to be ready.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to be ready. So, and I was also sharing with some, we had a discussion on our show on Friday, and we talked about the Kardashians, how they got that, they took that 15 minutes of fame, which is supposed to be a negative impact towards her. Kim Kardashian could have crawled into a hole and go into a closet, crawling in the bed and cry, and also her mom along. They saw that as an opportunity, and they build on that. And now these girls close to billionaires, if not already. And it's because of they took that 15 minutes and they utilized it when it happened, but you don't never know when that 15 minutes might come, and it might come from a negative impact. Somebody could put on social media something of negative about you, but they're thinking that, oh, it's going to give that person a negative spin. Guess what? That person gets bigger from that because of that 1 minute. That is called that 15 minutes of fame, and you just never know. You never know. So what I did, Nicole, is put into the queue also to let everybody know, because we do have some listeners out there, if they want to, you know, chime in and ask any questions or either just be a part of the show. If they just want to send a listen, we appreciate them coming back. I do see some familiar names actually out there. Thank you all so much for being supportive to our group and to what we're doing. Not only that, I also sent a message to the other agencies, letting them know that we're on it. If they, you know, want to call in, a lot of times, of course, different things come up, like I say, that prevents them from doing so. They plan is to do it right then. Then when you do notice that something else came up. There's a lot of things that I want to talk with you all today as well. I want to talk about our networking party, which is going to be coming up on the 10th. And, Nicole, they don't have to be a part of our network to be a part of the networking party. What we were asking is that they will, like, submit one picture. They can do a slogan or either just a little bio. And then the link back to their page. And then in a network party, like each week and or either once a month, a different page of mine may host it. And then we can ask you, Nicole, would you like to host the networking party on your page? So it's just different things that we're going to be, you know, doing. But it's going to start on the 10th, and I'll have the lineup who's going to be, you know, on the call for a kickoff on Thursday. And if you're available, I would love for you to call in. It's the same number you will call in. It's between 6:30 and 7. Then a networking party will be every Thursday from 7 to 9. And it's so simple. We complete an album, which is simple, just like the album for our contest that we have now. Everybody go into that album, and each week on that Thursday between 7, we send their information, which meaning that, like, say you will take a moment and I will take a moment to go and then, you know, support that person. That person may be having something on their page that they might want, you know, to look at or different things like that that they might chime in. Can like their page, put a comment, you know, go to their website, however you want to do it, because that might be a model that you might want or actor you might want to pull under, you know, into the fold for yourself. So definitely we want to put that out there. And then also we have the contest, which is actually right now going on the Top Models and Talent Scout Network. This is Contest 30, and we're right now between June and September. There will not be any contests during those segments for that timeline. What's going to take place is that we're going to do, like, model searches, so and talent search. So, Nicole, if you want to host a talent or a model search, meaning we can partner together and other agencies can do so also. And then that person who's selected, they could be on the cover of the magazine. So that's something that definitely we could talk about also offline also. But I just wanted to create some different things that it's going to, you know, bring awareness not only to my group, my team, but to everybody else as well. So anything you want to share with everybody that is going, anybody, you know, all that is going on with you?
Well, basically, this weekend kind of was a good weekend. We had a photo shoot this weekend. Turned out pretty nice because the weather was nice. I didn't want to do an inside thing, so we went to the Piedmont Park and did some things there. But this weekend, we have audition. We have two, well, me, myself, and another lady. Actually, Ms. Deontay Nat Shine. She's going to be auditioning as well for another play that's going to be appearing. It's called My Cup Runneth Over. We'll be auditioning for. And we have the table read this Saturday for the Ungodly Pastor, and then we're supposed to have the rehearsal for the Mercedes Benz. So we got a pretty busy weekend coming up.
And when you said the rehearsal for Mercedes Benz, that's just so great, because we have a lot of models that are in going, so I wanted to get a timeline where I could, you know, bring them over. What date is that on, the practice?
It should be the 12th. She's going to get back with me this Saturday because they didn't have it last Saturday. She's going to get back with me because we got to get a time frame, because with the table read, we're going to be pretty much there from 12 to 6, just basically that whole evening. So, and you know, they're only allowed to miss so many practices. So, and that's why we need to try to, you see what we got to do for us, because we need to be at runway rehearsal as well, because can't afford to be up there and don't know what to do.
Right, exactly. And that's what I tell the models and everybody. I can help you get there to the basic foundation and teach you some other techniques on the runway, but each designer show is different. A lot of designers want you to do different, you know, far as you're going to model basically the same way, but you have to learn what is the process, what is the format that they're looking for that night. So that's what you have to go and practice for. Not that you can't model, it's just that you need to know the basics to be able to get into the door, and then you still have to learn pretty much a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, will Darius be walking for like the Fashionology presented by Mercedes-Benz in Charlotte also? Have that been confirmed or you haven't?
No, that hasn't been confirmed. I just know he'll be here in April.
Okay, in April. Wonderful. Well, that's great. I'm just super excited. I just see so much going on, and thank you so much. I see how, you know, even with all the things going on with you, you support others and all the things that you do too. Like I see Heaven Model, Actress Heaven, and she's kicking off, and I'm just like, when it comes to rapping, like singers and rappers and just different actors and anyone that I don't follow close to, like TV shows, that me personally, it doesn't sink into me. And so I saw the information that Tamika put out about Sleepy Hollow, and then so one of my teams, Seth, they was, you know, putting the stuff out there. And so I was somewhere, and I think I was at a social gathering on Saturday, and someone brought it up, and they was telling me, and I said, and then it just hit me at one time. I said, oh, my God, are you serious? So I'm excited to see that going on with Model Heaven, because she has really been there, and even with Darius and all, it's just so exciting when you see stuff. It just really makes your heart just melt, because you know that that's a lot that they want, and not no credit to me and no credit to, you know, to anyone per se, but when it happens, and you're just so, so, so happy for them, you know, and you don't want anyone to think, and far as what my company stands on and stand firm, we working on the website, we're going to have it where the link's going to go back to the, to Darius' website or either his page. So we want it still to be in the networking status where they can still network out. I don't want it to be where, oh, you have to go through, you know, someone particular to get to that person. I want it to be free, open doors. So I'm going to love it. And that's another thing that I want to talk about, Nicole. We also, on that page, we're going to have where he can have his reel for acting, like any upload from YouTube. We'll have that on there, area for that. If he's running, walking in a runway, showing his videotape, that can be on there, all on his page, including his photos, including, like, if he wanted to, you know, including his bio, all that will be on one page. So whenever, just say someone come and they want to book him for, you know, whatever, and then your information will go in there also, being that you're the agent, and they want to book him, all they have to do is click over and just reach out to you all. But they'll be able to see all the stuff that he's doing on that page as well. So we're super excited. I can't wait. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Let's see. Someone just chimed in. Let's see if they actually want to ask a question. Okay. All right. So this person is actually Shirley, and she is asking about your agency. So I'm going to let you go ahead and tell about your agency, Nicole.
Oh, my company name is Physique Management. That's what we do. We manage actors, models, entertainers, and athletes. Right now, I only have one entertainer and one athlete. They're kind of timely, so that it's best just to only have one right now, unless you can have someone else under you that can help you manage them. And I also have 6 models and 4 actors, in which it's a small team. I started this company back in June of last year. So I hadn't even been in business yet for quite a year. We've had some success that I'm grateful to say that we've had with Bradshaw. He's been in 2 TV series, Swamp Murders, 3, Your Worst Nightmare, and he took a lead in Fatal Attraction. And he's now in the running for a lead on Swamp Murders. Mr. Bradshaw will be in another reenactment film of the Morris Fort Lynching that's going to take place here in Georgia. He will also be in an upcoming film with Miss Quintana Jones with the Ungodly Pastor. He has a supporting role in that. He just did a film premiere stuff that took place here in Atlanta. This actually on the February 28th. So he had a supporting role there. So we stand by for part 2. That's what I was was holding out. I couldn't really quite say anything until after the premiere. So there's going to be a part 2. So you got to check his role, his character in part 2. Everything is just going to take a big twirl. So he's going to be in what they call Stealth Part 2. So there's a lot going on. The agency has a lot going on. It's going in different ways. I have another actor who's going to be in The Ungodly Pastor, and then she's up and running for also the auditions that's going to be held in the My Cup Runneth Over, because she also does theatrical plays and she sings. So she's going to be auditioning for that on the 11th. Mr. Jamal Woods, he just did some background work in the film Waterfall, Chasing Waterfalls. So, and then he's also going to be in The Ungodly Pastor. Then we also have our little darling, Heaven, which she just, like you said, just was in Sleepy Hollow. And she's also an amazing runway coach at the age of 9. She coached adults and children. She's going to be also in hitting these runways here. These shows are going to be taking place here in Atlanta, Good Life. She's going to be in about 4, so she's going to be very busy this spring. And then that's just,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then there's Miss Vivica. She's 11. She's going to be also in about 3 of the runways this spring. She's also going to be in the trailer with me. She's going to be my daughter, Running with the Wolves. That's the trailer that's going to be coming out here, hopefully in about 2 to 3 weeks. So we'll get a chance to see that as well. And then there's Miss November Hill. She's doing her thing. She has her jewelry line. She's going to be in several runway shows. These little girls are very, very, very active in what they do. They take the time and to do what they need to do to get things done. And also November and Heaven are putting together a fashion show as well. And Heaven also does a back to school thing for children, event for children, where she gathers school supplies and also does Christmas events around the Christmas time. So the children are very active in the community and what they do. So my head goes off to their moms, because without the moms and fathers, you know, the parents in their lives helping them make their dreams come true, there wouldn't even be dreams. That's all they would be is just dreams, but they're making them into realities. So, you know, you have to, you know, give their mom and dad, their, you know, the heads off to them, because a lot of times they get lost in the steam and all they see is the children. When, you know, they're putting that hard work, they still have their 9 to 5 to rush and get their children to auditions, to rehearsals, and do the hustle and bustle that it needs, photo shoots. You know, so it's a lot of work, you know, so my head goes off to them. But that's what my agency constantly consists of. I have some that are aspiring who are working on, you know, getting their portfolios and things together so we can put them, start putting them in their auditions and get them together. So that's where we're at this point.
Outstanding. And, okay, and I see her typing now. But while she's typing, I have another actually a question, and this is from John. So John wants to know, what is the ages that you start with that you're working with?
I have been approached with some children at ages of 3, but at that age, it's really mostly print work that those children, you know, children do at that age. But that's why I'm mostly into acting and modeling. So I kind of want to take children who are at the age of 5 who can kind of take command when somebody's talking to them, who are able to remember, you know, do memorization, remember their lines. So that's why I kind of want to start at the age of 5. Now, you have some children who have been acting and modeling and starting at some ages at 3, in which that's fine if they have some experience in that. But don't get me wrong, I love taking aspiring actresses and models, and I love children. So I have a son of my own that is also into this that I manage as well, and he's only 8. So, but, yeah, I mean, it just depends on their age and maturity levels and what they already have training and what they've done. So I can't just really say until I see a little bit of their bio and what they've done. You can say 5 and you can get a 3-year-old that can go in and follow command and direction better than a 5-year-old. So, you know, you just really can't say. So I will work with them at ages 3 and up.
Awesome. Okay. So Shirley want to know, and this is something that we do definitely do before we get off the show, how could you be located, and what is your phone number?
I can be found on Facebook at Physique Management, LLC. You can find us on Instagram at physique_management_LLC. My website right now is up, but it's got some tweaks that need to be changed in it. It's www.physiquemanagementllc.com. You can reach me at physiquemanagementllc@gmail.com. And the telephone number is 706-804-0012.
Awesome. And I want to tell everyone, thank you all for actually sending those questions. Shirley and John, I do see others out there. By all means, it doesn't have to end here. I know our time is coming to an end, but keep in mind that where you can reach out to her, reach out to me. We more than happy to get everyone started as aspiring and also professional. Before we also close out, we have within the context of the first time ever done this is that we have it where everyone can be in it, from singers, rappers, photographers, videographers, stylists, hairstylists, film directors, actors, dancers, agency scouts, models, and all talent can be in this one contest. We do have right now a hairstylist, a fashion designer also, and then a photographer who's in this contest, first time ever. And this is what we wanted to do, definitely do it big. Beyond, actually, which is going to be September, will be the cover of the ones that we will select from the model searches and so forth, far as collaborating with other companies. Then it was, which will be October the 10th, will be our celebration cover, which will be of the company a cover. And then for November and December, we'll see where it would go. But the contest has been around for 30 plus, you know, events as far as where we allow people to get exposure, models, and talent. So we definitely want to take it in the direction of adding on to it and make it even bigger and better. So at this point, it's still on the table. We haven't decided if we're going to bring it back fully yet or ever do it every so often or then to do it once a month. So we're super excited. So, Nicole, anything else you want to say before we close out?
Yeah, I forgot to say, I know Lennon, the 8-year-old, he's going to be in Hidden Figures with that's going to be shooting here with Taraji P. Henson. So he's going to be playing a little bitty boy back in the 1920s. So I wish I could put the picture up, but I can't right now. So I have to wait until all the production and stuff is over. So, but he looks adorable. He looks like one of those little kids back in the
1928. So. He's such adorable. He's so cute. Well, I tell you what, that video where him and his brother Darius was dancing, I tell you, that went viral, I know.
Oh, those two were like two peas in a pot, you know. I could go on and on about them two together.
Oh, that is super exciting. Well, Nicole, thank you so much. And before we go out, we're going to actually have our commercial come back on. Once that go off, then we'll come back and close out.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, TM and TSN magazine, and IPH magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled INFINITI. IPH, bring an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
All right. And shout out goes to Sean Garvey and his team for that wonderful commercial out of Atlanta, Georgia. They're doing big, big things on the Beat Break Morning Show. I know he's like, darling, get it right. So thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all every day. Like I say, anyone who's still in our message board, feel free to contact me at infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com or go to Infinity Powerhouse. We have a lot of different things going on, and Nicole has provided you her information as well. So, Nicole, we're going to go ahead and close out. You have anything before we do?
No, I don't. Just follow us on Instagram and follow us on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful one. Well, thanks again, Nicole. Everybody, until next time, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now.